So my name is Andriy Shcherbin. I'm an entrepreneur and investor. I was born in Russia. I lived there until the age of 13. Then I made Aliyah to Israel, which was in 1990. I lived for about 20 years in Israel, served about 6.5 years in the army. And for about 5 or 6 years, I've been living here in Sydney and growing my family.
Tell us about the startup companies, the thing that you started dabbling in startup companies in Israel when you were in the army, when you were 18, which is quite incredible.
Yeah, so I've been building my own startups since I was pretty much 19. I did about 15 of this. I managed to crash the first 8 to the ground, but as a true entrepreneur, I never give up. So I just keep on doing it. And in the last 10, 11 years, I've been also investing in startups, and I invest in about 50 or 60 startups since then.
Tell us about the startup industry in Israel. I think it's quite incredible. Why is it so successful?
Well, it is very successful now, but it took Israel about 25, 30 years to build this wonderful ecosystem. I think there are several factors that are driving the startup ecosystem. One of them is the mandatory military service for both boys and girls. And these kids are challenged with a lot of different mission critical and life-threatening situations while they are in the army and handle very complex projects. So naturally, when they are released from the army, they're looking for the next challenge, and in many cases, it's actually building their own company.
Australia is trying to learn from Israel. Our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, wants to turn Australia into a startup nation. What do you think about it?
I think it's a good idea, but it's going to take a lot of time. By a lot of time, I mean another couple of decades.
What do you see? What's the pros and cons in Australia? Why it will take so long? Can't we just leap forward into a startup nation?
Well, it's a wishful thinking, but it took Israel pretty much this amount of time to do it. And I think the natural conditions in Israel are naturally encouraging startups, while Australia is considered to be a very good place to live, which I think this is what Australia needs to leverage. But it's not surrounded by enemies trying to kill it, and not too many, you know, life-critical problems present in Australia.
Tell us about successful startup companies. And you mentioned to me about water and other technologies, because people only think about apps for your iPhone. But there are so many areas in the medicine, water, other technologies that Israel contributes to the world.
Absolutely. So you mentioned water. That's one of the prime examples, water and maybe even broader agriculture in general. But since Israel is pretty much a desert, even though it doesn't look like this today, but it was definitely desert up until about 70 years ago. And naturally in desert, there is not enough water. So it created a huge problem. And Israelis had to come up with some smart solutions to this. So they developed a very sophisticated irrigation technologies, drip irrigation. So today, I think about 60 to 70% of all the low pressure irrigation in the world is originated from Israel.
And other startup companies in other areas like medicine, have you got any example?
Yeah, so there are, for example, Teva, which is the largest generic drug manufacturer in the world, is an Israeli company. It's obviously not a startup today, but many years ago it started as a small company.
So what's the secret success of Teva?
Teva? Well, they're just doing a very good copying of drugs that other companies are releasing. And once their patent expires, they just release a much, much cheaper drug to the market.
And tell us about your startup companies. You said that you invested and only 20%. You had 20% success. I mean, tell us about it. Because I think those 20%, I mean, at the beginning I was really, wow. I mean, you put 100% money in and you only get a return on 20%. It's not very high.
Yeah, so actually 20% is considered to be very high. I think the average in the startup world is probably about 10%. But I guess I was a bit luckier than the others. But the thing is that in startup world, the returns on the successes are just phenomenal. It's not uncommon to get 100x return on an investment, which means that on every dollar you invest, you get back $100. And that means that even if only 20% of your investments make it through, you still made a phenomenal return, even considering all the losses.
Give us your personal examples.
So I've had a few good investments. One of them is called Storewise. That was a company I invested back in 05, 06, and it took it about 6 years to sell to IBM for about $140 million. There is another very successful company called Kensho, which in fact has an office here in Sydney that I opened about 5 years ago. It deals with the digital advertising. And this company today worth almost $1 billion. And when I initially invested in it, I was the first investor, it was worth $1 million. So you can briefly calculate the upside. There was some other company called Face.com that we sold to Facebook that powers all the face recognition that we use day to day on Facebook and a few others as well.
Wow, what do you mean face recognition? That's amazing.
So do you use Facebook?
Yes, yes, of course.
So every time you upload a photo to Facebook, there is a function there called Photo Tagger, which spots the faces and suggests you to tag your friends. So this technology is an Israeli technology developed by
tagging?
A company.
The tagging on Facebook
yes.
is Israeli technology?
Yeah, the photo tagging.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow. Everybody is using photo tagging these days. It's very important. Otherwise, your friend would know that they're on your Facebook if you don't tag them.
Yeah, of course.
This is amazing. I didn't know it was an Israeli technology. And you've got a company here, investment company here in Sydney. And I think it's very timely because your companies came here before even the Prime Minister announced all this concession for startup companies. So what are you offering to the Australian market?
Yeah, so indeed, I started investing in Australia about 4.5 years ago. So that was way before anyone spoke about innovation. The company that you're referring to is called Follow the Seed, and it's an algorithmic venture fund. So it's a venture fund like any other venture fund, which basically takes money from investors and then invests them in a portfolio of startups and then distributes the proceeds to the investors. We do pretty much the same thing with one main difference is that we developed our own algorithm that helps us screening the companies and significantly reduce the noise level because we get thousands of approaches a year from different startups. And we use the algorithm to screen them and to save both them and us a lot of time dealing with startups that are irrelevant for us.
So people that want to invest in Follow the Seeds, what do you offer them?
So it's based as a limited partnership. It's basically a US model, which is used all over the world also in Israel, also in Europe, and for a few years it's being used in Australia as well. So basically each investor is a limited partner in this fund, which means that they are contributing the money, but they're not liable for the decisions that the managing partners, which are also called the general partners, are making. And the fund is generally active for about 5 years of investment and another 5 years of nurturing the company towards their IPOs or M&As. And once a company is sold or listed, the proceedings are going back to the investors. And once they get all of their money back, then there is some sort of a profit split between the managers and the investors.
And is there a minimum sum that they can invest?
Yes, the minimum investment in this fund is $500,000, and it's only relevant for sophisticated investors as it's defined in the Australian legislation.
And what's the tax incentive there?
So it's a tax-free vehicle, meaning that all the proceedings from investing in the fund are completely tax exempt.
So in 10 years' time, when the fund will mature, all the proceeds will be tax-free.
That's correct.
The profits.
Yes, of course, yeah.
If there are profits, and we hope there will be lots of profits.
Yeah, we hope so.
And investors that would like to invest in Israel, in startup companies in Israel, how can they do that?
So actually this fund invests also in Israel.
Smaller investors, not sophisticated investors, yeah. Mom and dad investors that want to support startups.
For smaller investors, they can go to our crowd, which is a crowdfunding company originated in Israel, which mostly invests in Israeli companies. And they actually have an office here in Sydney as well. And there, I think you can invest as low as probably $10,000 per company, if I'm not mistaken. But they can just hop on their website and check it out for themselves.
So you choose your own companies. You don't just invest in a fund.
In our crowd, you choose your own companies. You can also invest in their portfolio product, and then it just goes to the next 10 companies or something like this.
And how do you see the startup companies in Israel at the moment? Is there a good future for it? Is it still keep on growing? Is it growing forever?
Well, forever, I'm not sure, but at the moment, and I just came back from Israel on Friday, and I can tell you that, yes, it is growing, and it's literally exploding. There are a few areas, like, for example, cybersecurity, that is really going nuts at the moment, and Israel is basically kind of the capital of the world for cybersecurity. And everyone is looking up to it, including, I know, some delegations from Australia, from some of the leading banks and telcos, just visited Israel a few months ago, looking for technologies, looking for investments, looking for acquisitions. Yeah, it is growing.
That's amazing. André Shirben, thank you very much for coming to SBS on your Sunday morning. I know you just came back from Israel, and I wish your company and you best of success. I'm sure you'll contribute to Australia and to Israel.